During the presidential campaign, Donald Trump spoke often about his love for Israel, and many there cheered his victory. Now some Israelis are questioning that support after Trump selected Stephen Bannon as his White House chief strategist. Bannon is the head of Breitbart, a website linked to what the Anti-Defamation League calls unabashed anti-Semites. So how does that square with Israelis? I put that to Alison Kaplan-Summer, a Tel Aviv-based reporter for Haaretz.
Well, it kind of depends which Israelis you ask. Israelis who are very ideologically committed to settling the West Bank and are against peace deals with the Palestinians responded ecstatically to the election of Donald Trump. Other Israelis who are more in tune with some of their American Jewish counterparts, who have great misgivings about Donald Trump and what he stands for, are less excited. And many people think that he's such a loose cannon, has changed his position so many times that even these people on the right shouldn't necessarily count their chickens before they're hatched and should wait to see what his real Middle East policy turns out to be.
It's just extraordinary that the people who support settlements feel they're more important than the appointment by Donald Trump of someone who often panders to white nationalists and anti-Semites.
Well, it's really interesting. Each side decides to play up the anti-Semitic undertones of their opponents and downplay or ignore or dismiss the anti-Semites on their own side. And in this case, people on the right have been saying for a long time that the progressive and hard left ally with pro-Islamic, with Muslim organizations that have connections with Hamas and really have demonized the left as being anti-Semitic. And now the shoe is a little bit on the other foot, whereas the left is pointing to the right at people like Steve Bannon, who are behind Donald Trump, and saying the same. So really, just in a moment, the tables have turned.
Are you saying anti-Semitism is situational for some Israelis?
Yeah, I guess you could say anti-Semitism is in the eye of the beholder, right?
So Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was pretty quick to congratulate Trump and said how he's a friend to Israel. Has there been any reaction on the Bannon appointment from the Netanyahu government?
No, I mean, first of all, Prime Minister Netanyahu is very happy to see Barack Obama go. He would have been happy if it had been Hillary Clinton replacing Obama or Donald Trump replacing Obama. But his relationship with the White House is sort of an unprecedented disaster in the history of Israel-U.S. Relations.
So, Alison, it sounds like there's a big wait-and-see factor here. But what could this mean, the appointment of Steve Bannon? What could it mean for Israel's relationship with the U.S.?
It could mean some very harmonious times between Israel and the U.S. if, as promised, America is completely behind whatever Israel decides to do in the West Bank, good or bad. And that actually could lead to some very rocky relations between the American Jewish community and Israel, because the vast majority of the American Jewish community did not vote for Donald Trump and has serious misgivings about what's going on in his administration, especially after the appointment of Steve Bannon.
So just finally, I mean, the title of your article in Haaretz is Steve Bannon's appointment is a moment of truth for U.S. Jews. So spell that out for us. Why is this a moment of truth for Jews in the United States?
It's a moment of truth for Jews in the United States because I think for the first time, there's going to be real pressures on the American Jewish establishment, maybe not to cozy up so tightly to the American government and the U.S. government. And it's going to be caught between a rock and a hard place, because I think there's really a generation of progressive American Jews who will want to be on the side that is fighting President-elect Trump. And on the other hand, there's going to be the government of Israel, who whoever the American president is and whoever his aides are needs to deal with those powers. And it's, you know, sort of the security of the state of Israel is at stake. So some of those American Jewish establishment leaders are really going to have to figure out how to work both sides.
Alison Kaplan-Summer with Haaretz in Tel Aviv. Thanks very much for your time.
Okay, thanks a lot.